Welcome to the MACPAR Cybersecurity Forum podcast series, where we are speaking with Larry Hunt, who is the Director of Business Development at MACPAR, about the history of Zero Trust. And this is actually part one of a two-part series. And in this episode, Larry will be providing a high-level overview of Zero Trust, along with the timeline of the actual history of Zero Trust. And Mr. Hunt has the distinction of being one of the founders of the EDP Auditors Foundation in the 70s, when as a computer auditor, he began his career in what is known today as cybersecurity. Throughout his career, he went on to obtain many certifications and awards in several computer-related fields, including being a sworn member and advisor for the Southern Virginia Internet Crime Against Children Task Force under the Department of Justice for nearly 10 years. He also worked with the National Institute of Standards and Technology and the National Cybersecurity Center of Excellence as a voluntary contributing associate. And with that, we'll let Larry take it.
Thank you, Matt. The term Zero Trust was first used in April of 1994 in a doctoral thesis on computer security. And later, the term was coined by a Forrester research analyst, all right? And it followed the motto, never trust, always verify, which most people are accustomed to. In their groundbreaking point of view, based on the assumption that risk is an inherent factor both inside and outside of the network. All right. The concept of zero trust has been presented in cybersecurity since before the term of zero trust was coined. The Defense Department, DISA, and the actual Defense Department itself published their work on a more secure enterprise strategy dubbed Black Core. B-Core, the short term, involved moving from a perimeter-based security model to one that focused on security of individual transactions. The work of the Jericho Forum in 2004 publicized the ideal of de-parameterization, limiting implicit trust based on network location and the limitations relying on a single static defense over a large network segment, Jericho. The concept of deparameterization evolved and improved into the larger concept of zero trust today, which was later coined by John Kinderbog while at Forrester. Zero trust then became the term used to describe various cybersecurity solutions that move security away from the implied trust based on a network location and instead focus on evaluating trust on a pre-transaction basis. Both private industry and higher education has also undergone this evolution from perimeter-based security to a security strategy based on zero trust principles.
Thanks, Larry. Really appreciate that rundown there of zero trust. Now, tell us, what are some of the key moments in the history of zero trust?
Zero trust is, Matt, has been around for a long time, starting back in 1994. In 1994, the term zero trust was first used in April in a doctoral thesis on computer security with the motto, never trust, always verify. In 2001, IEEE Standards Association published the 802.1x protocol for network access control, which was known as NAC. In 2004, the Jericho Forum, its charter, introduced the principle of deparameterization. In 2007, the Department of Defense, DISA, which is Defense Information Systems Agency, published its Black Core model for a software-defined perimeter, which struggled to gain traction. In 2009, Google's BeyondCorp is founded to reimagine security architecture in the wake of Operation Aurora. 2010, analysis John Kinderbag, the creator of Zero Trust, coined the term Zero Trust in a paper for the Forrester Research Group, followed later by the motto, again, never trust, always verify. Continuous Adaptive and Trust Assessment, CARTA, started in 2007, was designed as a risk management framework by Gartner Group. In 2019, Gartner introduces the concept of the Secure Access Service Edge, SASE, an acronym we all frequently see. In 2020, NIST publishes SP800-207 as a unified framework for establishing zero trust architecture, otherwise known as ZTA. In 2021, Gartner specifies the security components of SASE are a new market category known as the Secure Service Edge, or SSE. In 2022, the U.S. Government Office of Management and Budget mandates the adoption of zero trust principles for all agencies by 2024. As a result of hybrid work and accelerated digital transformation, enterprises globally have embarked on independent journeys to embrace the zero trust model, to shift from trust but verify to verify and never trust, right? In 2010, Forrester analyst John Kindervag published a paper titled No More Chewy Centers, Introducing the Zero Trust Model of Information Security. More than a buzzword, it gave the IT security industry something to latch onto when architecting a new model for connectivity. The premise was the presence on a network was not sufficient basis for granting trust. Identity and the ability to verify it replaced the perimeter as the core criteria for access. Alas, upon this point, nothing fundamental had shifted in the enterprise environment itself. Networks are still all or nothing inside or out construct.
This concludes part one of the MACPAR Cybersecurity Forum podcast interview series on the history of zero trust with Larry Hunt, Director of Business Development at MACPAR. Be sure to stay tuned for episode two, where Larry will be discussing key changes in information security that brought us to zero trust, as well as advancements in zero trust in 2022.